Lawmakers have been talking for years about the possibility of a statewide paid family and medical leave program. The problem is no one really knew exactly how much it would cost. Well, a new report has provided the answer. And while the program won't come cheap, supporters say the benefits outweigh the costs, as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
The Vermont Commission on Women got $170,000 from the federal government last year to conduct a feasibility study on paid family and medical leave in Vermont. The results arrived this week, and they'll provide the backdrop to what could be a spirited debate in the State House in 2017.
For all of these models, the total cost would be less than 1% of the full payroll in Vermont.
That's Carrie Brown, executive director of the Vermont Commission on Women. Less than 1% of payroll might not sound like much. Translate that into dollars, though, and you get this.
$79.4 million.
Now, that's the high end of the cost projection, and it would give workers 100% wage replacement for up to 12 weeks of leave. People could use the program to take time off after having a baby, or to care for an ailing loved one, or to recover from an illness or injury of their own. The report estimates costs for some less generous leave plans as well, but even at $40 million for the low end of the cost range, the report is causing sticker shock for some.
Not surprisingly, probably one of the biggest concerns that pops out is the price tag.
So says Bill Driscoll, vice president of the Associated Industries of Vermont. The likeliest way to pay for the mandatory statewide program is through what supporters call a payroll deduction and what critics like Driscoll call a payroll tax. The money would go into a statewide insurance pool that employees could draw from when they have a qualifying event. Driscoll says it's great if employers want to provide their workers with paid family leave. He says that doesn't mean lawmakers should proceed with the mandate.
Employers really need more of a flexibility to determine, you know, what kinds of benefits are best, what will get the best return for them and their employees.
Lindsay Delorier is the Vermont director of Main Street Alliance, a coalition of business owners pushing for increased worker benefits. Delorier says that most small business owners would love to provide employees with paid family leave. The reality, she says, is that they simply cannot afford it.
With a statewide family and medical leave insurance program, Vermont has the opportunity to build economies of scale that are going to help our small businesses be more competitive employers and be able to participate in a program like this.
Delorier says the cry from the business community for a more qualified, better trained workforce has been clear. She says Vermont might not always be able to compete on wages.
This is a way for Vermont, as a small business state, to be competitive with those young professionals, to entice people to live and to work here.
And Carrie Brown with the Vermont Commission on Women says it's also a way to rectify gender inequities in the workplace. The benefit would apply equally to men and women, but it's women, by and large, who stay at home after the birth of a newborn or leave work to care for a sick family member.
To have the ability to take some time off from work and then return to work is very significant when you're looking at the overall lifetime earnings and career trajectory of women in Vermont.
South Burlington Representative Helen Head is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on General Housing and Military Affairs. That's the group that will oversee whatever paid family leave bills are introduced this year. Last year, the legislature passed a bill that requires employers to provide 5 days of paid sick leave to their workers.
But we realized when we passed that there is still an unmet need for people who need a longer period of time to recover from an injury, from surgery, or care for a loved one.
Head says there may be a role for government in ensuring that every worker has that kind of benefit. But even if the democratically controlled legislature gets behind the idea, supporters of paid family and medical leave still face a major obstacle. Governor Phil Scott has vowed to reject any proposal that requires new taxes or imposes new mandates on Vermont businesses. Lindsay Curley is Scott's new commissioner of labor. She said Friday that with the paid sick leave law only now going into effect, Vermont needs to be, quote, sensitive to the demand we are putting on employers. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.